The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
It's 21 minutes to 10, and now we're going to have a look at podiatry and how you have better heels over the summertime. On the line now is podiatrist Rachel Ferguson. Good morning, Rachel.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thank you for being with us. Why is summertime a bad time for our heels?
So, the couple of reasons why. Dry heat doesn't help, and often wearing more...
I think, yeah, we've just lost Rachel, a bit of a bad line. We'll just try and get it back on the line. Right, hopefully we've got our podiatrist back on the line with a bit of luck, and hopefully the mobile network holds up. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. That's a much better sounding line, which is good. My question at the start, which we almost heard the answer to before it got cut off, was why is summer a particularly susceptible time for our heels?
That's right. So a lot of the shoes that we wear, a lot of thongs and sandals, open-back shoes can create a lot of these issues, as well as ill-fitting shoes. So shoes that are too small, or when our heels are hanging over the edge, or the base of the heel is too narrow.
I see. And what are the actual problems that occur there?
So often you can get a lot of thick callus, and sometimes the splits or the fissures can actually crack, and they can be really painful to walk on. And they're really common, and there's so many easy things we can do to help them. So it's just a lot of people don't realise that there's a lot of treatments out there.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And also in summertime, people are perhaps more inclined to be barefoot. And I'd imagine if you've got that sort of condition, it would be even more painful walking without shoes on the beach, etc.
Definitely.
So what are your top tips? What do people need to be aware of coming into summer? How can they prevent this from happening to them?
Yeah, definitely. So, look, one of the first things I'll always say to people is go see a podiatrist and have them shaved or debrided.
And does everyone need to do that?
If you've got a crack, yeah. Look, you know, some of the fine cracks can heal on their own with some of the other tips I'll give you. But one of my biggest pieces of advice is if they had them shaved first, then all the other tips will work much better.
I see. So first tip, get them shaved professionally.
Get them shaved. And it's a simple procedure. It's painless. We use a blade and we just shave the skin away. And it makes them really nice and smooth, and it allows the crack to heal much easier.
I see.
So once you've done that, then something at home that's really good to use is heel balms. So there's so many different creams out there in the pharmacy, but something that actually helps to slough the skin off or keep it nice and hydrated is like a urea-based cream.
Yes.
And they're really good. And you can use things like gel heel socks over the top of them when you go to bed at night to help keep that moisture in.
Yes.
Which can be really good. Use pumice stones, which I heard you mention that when I was trying to get back to you on the radio. I heard you mention about the pumice stones. Well done. They're great. You know, you can just soak your feet a little bit and use them in the shower, and it helps to keep the skin down.
How do you actually use one of them properly, though? So, because apparently you can cause damage if you go a bit hard with them.
Definitely. I always recommend either soaking them in a bath for 5 minutes or so, or in the shower, you know, when they're nice and moist, and then just give them a gentle scrub. So you don't want to be too vigorous. But if you do it sort of, you know, more regularly, like every day, you'll get a better benefit out of it than just trying to have it, you know, when you've got a lot of skin there and trying to really use them, you're not going to get, you know, really great results. And that's when it's better to go see a podiatrist.
So you can get pumice stones at just about any pharmacy,
yeah,
I think, can't you?
Any pharmacy, as well as the creams and the gel heel socks often as well. You can bathe in, like, water infused with either coconut oil or olive oil. I mean, they're really hydrating and really good for the skin.
Yes.
And for the people out there who love natural therapy, even coconut oil or honey on the cracks can really, they've both got antimicrobial factors as well. So just to prevent infection, because that's one of the biggest risks about heel fissures, is getting infection, which can become painful and difficult to walk.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't realise that heel cracks can also be about the way we walk. So using things like insoles or heel cushions that actually help redistribute that pressure on the heels, particularly if you're on your feet a lot, that can be really helpful. And probably the biggest one that a lot of people forget about in summer, and it's so good for your whole body, is just increase your water intake. I mean, it's so good for your skin and your body, and we don't realise how much more in summer that we need that extra water.
So how much more water or how much total water should we be drinking over summertime?
Well, look, people should be having at least 2 litres a day, generally speaking. So in the summertime, if you're exercising or you're out in the heat, then you probably at least want to up that by another half to a litre easily.
Yeah.
You know, and people just don't think. I mean, you think sitting there drinking, you might be lucky if you get a few glasses for a lot of people. So they're really severely dehydrated.
Yeah. And when is a good time to go and see a podiatrist? At what sort of point do you need to go and see one? Should everyone go and have a regular sort of checkup?
Yeah, absolutely. I think gone is that misconception that podiatrists are just nail cutters. There's so many treatments that we can do for people. So, you know, when people have got difficulty with heel pain and arch pain, just general aches in their feet or swollen toes, aching toes, there's so many things that people can do. And even for young children and grandchildren, it's good to have them checked early to recognise any of these symptoms so that you can be given the right advice.
Yeah, really good. Look, thank you so much for being on the program. I really appreciate it. If you had to sort of summarise everything that you've spoken about, what would be your, like, number one top tip that people should be aware of going into summertime?
Going into summertime, so recognise those heel pains. Don't keep walking through them with the heel cracks. Go see a podiatrist and get them shaved. That's what I would recommend.
Thank you very much for being on the program. Have a good holiday.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Well, there you go. Those are the top tips for summer heels. Second time lucky with Rachel Ferguson there, podiatrist.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.